Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Vern Yip, who many people will know as a host and celebrity designer with HGTV. Vern, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Good to be with you. I wanted to interview you because you're the keynote speaker at the Floor Tech Expo, which is scheduled in September, and we'll get to that in a minute. But let's first talk a little bit about your background. As I mentioned, you are a host on HGTV, and you're also the owner of a interior design firm in Atlanta that's called Vern Yip Designs, right?
That's absolutely correct. You got it.
Mm-hmm. So I guess you started doing design work and then got connected with HGTV later. Is that right?
Well, yeah. You know, I've been a designer now for nearly 20 years. Went to school at Georgia Tech, where I got my master's in architecture, and started my career out here at private practice. And then about 13 years ago, I got recruited to be part of a show on TLC called Trading Spaces. Mm-hmm. And was on that for the first four seasons, and then made a leap over to HGTV, where I've been for nearly 9 years now. I've been there for quite some time. Very happy to call it home.
All right. And I know with HGTV, they have a lot of different shows. What are the shows that you focus on now?
Well, the show that's on right this very moment is a show called HGTV Star. It's a competition series, and I have been with that show for 8 seasons now. It's a really fun show. We're right in the middle of the run Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on HGTV. And every season, a group of designers vie for their chance to win their own show on the network. And I serve as one of the judges on the show.
I see. Okay. Because I also know that you've been on Bang for Your Buck with Trading Spaces and done some things with Urban Oasis. So I think you're pretty active on HGTV, aren't you?
Well, I certainly try. You know, it's a lot of fun disseminating information to all of our viewers out there. I mean, everybody has a home, and everybody should have a home if they don't. And people love to focus on, you know, how to make their homes unique and special and reflective of them. You know, it's a place where our most important moments of our lives unfold. It's where we spend time with family and friends. So it's a lot of fun being part of these shows that are out there to not only entertain, but help people make their homes places that they really want to be.
All right. So Vern Yip Design, do you specialize on the residential side of the business?
I actually do both commercial and residential. I am a registered interior designer. And so I've done everything from restaurants in Jamaica to private homes all over the country and even around the world. So I really like to dabble in both commercial and residential.
All right, so let's go back to the show. Again, you are the opening keynote speaker at Floor Tech. There hasn't been a Floor Tech, I think, in 3 years, so we're glad to have it come back to Dalton. It's going to be on September the 10th through the 12th, and you are going to be speaking at the breakfast on the 10th, which is an invitation-only event, and I think there's more details on that on the website. So, but let's talk about what you're going to talk about at that opening breakfast.
First off, let me say I am very, very excited, just like you are, that Floor Tech is back, and I'm very excited to be the person that to help to kick it off. It's a really great and fun event, and, you know, for me, as a designer, I always say to people, you know, you have six surfaces to every room to contend with. I know that people very much focus on their walls, and they always want to know, what color should I paint my walls, or, you know, what's happening with my walls, but you know, there's a ceiling, and then, of course, there's a floor, and the floor is probably the most important surface in any room from the standpoint that it's the one that you come into contact with the most. So that's really what I want to focus on and talk about, is the importance of the floor in design and really what's happening in that world and the impact it can really have on somebody's life when that piece of the puzzle is really thought about and designed correctly. And you know, in this day and age, we have such wonderful options with all the technology that's out there to really use some wonderful products on the floor and really help transform that house into a home.
You know, I agree completely with you. Obviously, I'm invested heavily in floors, owning Floor Focus magazine. It is the one surface in the cube that we touch. It's kinetic. So it affects not only the aesthetics of the room, but the whole way the room functions, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And it impacts how you feel in that space. And ultimately, how you feel impacts your relationships and what unfolds in that house. So I always like to look at the picture as a whole. You know, it's not just about the aesthetics. It is also about the function, and it's also about how that space ends up making you feel. That's what's important to focus on, and the floor is a huge component of that.
Well, I look forward to your talk. Those people that are interested in going to the show should probably go to the FloorTech website, which is www.floor-tech.com. Vern, before we go, let me ask you, we're talking about flooring. What kind of trends are you seeing in flooring today?
Well, you know, it's so interesting that you bring that up because I think one of the biggest trends that I see is texture. You know, people really respond to texture. Not only does it oftentimes feel better on your feet, but it also helps to visually warm up the space. And oftentimes more texture on the floor can also help, you know, hide traffic patterns and wear and tear. I've got two kids, got four dogs. My floors take a beating. So, you know, I learned a lot of this firsthand. But I'm really encouraged to see that, you know, in all aspects of flooring, we're seeing a lot of visual texture and actual texture. And I think that that's going to be a trend that will continue to grow. Also seeing a lot of deeper, darker neutrals. You know, a lot of people sort of stayed in the mid-tones for a long time. And I'm sort of seeing a lot of the deeper, darker neutrals coming back, which is interesting because, you know, when your floor is darker, it does help to visually expand the sense of volume in your space. So very interested to see how that pans out.
Do you think as the market recovers, people get a little bit more comfortable with a bolder look?
Oh, of course. I think definitely as the economy is recovering, and thank goodness that it is, and the housing market is definitely recovering, people are willing to take more chances, and I think that only makes sense. But, you know, what I always say to folks at the end of the day is, you know, no matter what the trends dictate, the most important thing is that you're true to yourself and you pick something that you're happy with and that you're going to respond to and that will work for your family.
Well, again, I look forward to hearing your talk on September the 10th. So again, we've been talking to Vern Yip, who is an interior designer based in Atlanta and also an HGTV host. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.